We say hi to a man who is set for year number two with the Vancouver Whitecaps at the right back position, and that is Jake Nowitzki. Jake, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Excellent. Thank you for asking. We'll talk about soccer, but how was your limited offseason that the MLS gives you?
It was nice. Spent a lot of time with family, friends. Spent most of it rehabbing my hamstring, so I didn't get to do too much, but it was a good time off.
Did you spend most of it back out east, or did you stay in Vancouver?
I went to New Jersey. Yeah, I went home to New Jersey for the most of it.
Did you
and
get
I came back a few weeks early?
Did you get away at all? I mean, that's not the. I mean, yes, it's about rehab, but I'm hoping that you go back there, the conquering hero, having had a great first year with the Vancouver Whitecaps. There had to be some celebration of some sort, wasn't there?
Oh yeah, yeah. Of course there was. There was some good times. You know, it's good to see my friends again. We went out to New York City a few times because it's close by, and that's always a good time. So it was nice.
What did you do when you went to New York City? What can you tell our listeners? You edit it if you have to on the fly, but what's a good time out just hitting the clubs with the boys in New York?
Yeah, yeah, going to a few bars and all that. And then, of course, seeing, you know, the tree, Christmas tree with the family, did that as well.
Nice.
So it's always a good time.
Okay, you're from Jersey. Tim Parker's from the New York area as well. Did you ever meet up with him in the off season, or do you guys kind of stay separate during the off season?
Actually, we tried to a few times, but we were on different schedules. He was away a lot. He was, you know, going on vacations. And we tried to meet up a few times in the city. It just never worked out. But I've kept in touch with him a lot. We FaceTimed a few times, and it's always good to keep in touch with some of the guys.
And he's big time now as well. He's with the U.S. national team. Of course, he's not going to hang out with the rookie, right?
It's time for me anymore. For the little people.
Yeah, but you know what I'm reading from that, Jake, is the fact that Parker's off on vacations, and there you are, studiously rehabbing that hamstring and getting set.
Yeah.
I let's throw him under the bus right now while he's at the US
camp. I'm not going to do that.
No, you're not, but I am.
That.
I am. You can tell him
you
I did. How different are things for you this year? Because, hey, we can joke. It's not being polite. You know people around the city now. Is it different as you approached and are a couple days into camp for you?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a lot different, you know, coming back after having a year under your belt. I think it's a lot better. You know, I knew what to expect. I guess coming in last year, I had no idea what was going to happen, what I was going to do, where I even was, and what this rain was happening. But it's a lot better to be back in your second year and kind of you're expecting all these things to happen, and it's a lot better, yeah.
Well, there's a lot of changes for your second year as well, especially on that defense with Jordan Harvey gone, Andrew Jacobson retiring. What kind of challenge does that mean for the team, you know, playing without those veteran guys?
Yeah, you know, I was talking to some of the guys, and they just said that, you know, that's the nature of this business sometimes, that, you know, guys are moving on, guys are moving out, retiring, and I guess it's just this time right now, this preseason, is where we need to figure out those, you know, those voids. You got to fill them and really see, you know, how we can come together as a new team.
You said the comfort level is certainly better. Now you know Vancouver, you know your whole setup. But you came in last year, maybe personally with expectations, but on a team level, hey, here's a rookie, maybe he'll get some minutes in. That's not the case now. I mean, it's your job to lose. How is the mindset different, and how do you try and avoid what people call the old sophomore slump?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously everybody's talking about that sophomore slump, and I don't really pay too much mind to that, but I think it's making sure you're not too comfortable in your spot. I think that's what happens sometimes with guys. You know, they come in after their first year, they're feeling good, feeling comfortable, and then they kind of get complacent sometimes. I'm going to make sure that, you know, that doesn't happen to me at all. You know, I'm going to train my hardest every day, you know, make sure I'm still improving on certain aspects of my game, and I'm going to stay focused the whole time.
You had a great year last year, but as any player, especially in their second year, I'm sure there's areas of improvement that you want to focus on. What are those for you personally?
Yeah, you know, I think it's still on the defensive end. It's, you know, shifting my body certain ways, you know, reading runners, and on the, you know, getting forward aspect, more quality crosses, really. And, you know, I've been working on that after training these past few days with Pa and some of the coaches. So it's always good to get right back in it.
When you leave, do you look back and watch games in the off season? Do you analyze a little bit more, or do you, you know, you're done, you know you have to get better, or was it just pure physical rehab with your hamstring?
Yeah, you know, I did take a little bit of a mental break from from football for a little bit, so I didn't watch too much film or anything. I did watch the last two games, the Seattle games, just to look it over again. But after that, I kind of just took a break, you know, enjoyed time with my family and friends, and now I'm back in, you know, the mindset.
So we talked about a few of the departures from this team. There's actually some additions too. Efrain Juarez, Kai Kamara, just to name a few. Your thoughts on the quality of players that Carl Robinson and the team has brought in to help you guys out this year?
Yeah, you know, I'm really excited to be playing with them. You know, Kai has been in the league for a while. He's done really well. And Efrain, you know, has played in the top leagues in the world. He's played in the World Cup, and it's really exciting to play with these guys and learn from them as well.
Your story, if people don't know, is unique. A walk-on to UConn, am I correct?
Yes, yep.
When a coach told you the first time, hey, you're a practice player, don't expect much, and you were actually told by local coaches, hey, maybe not UConn, that's a big school. Yeah. And they pushed you, and you proved yourself, got your scholarship. Did you go back to any of your old stomping grounds? Not to rub it in anyone's faces, as you wouldn't, but just to say, hey, here was the year, and catch up with some of the college guys who maybe didn't think that a Jake Nowinski 5-6 years ago would be where you are.
Yeah, you know what I did? I went back to UConn for a weekend to see some of my buddies that are still there. And I actually have a good relationship with our head coach there. I talk to him like every 2 weeks or so it's all good. But yeah, you know, it's always nice to go back to see, you know, where you came from and everything. I trained with my strength coach at UConn as well. So it was all good. It was good to be back for a little bit.
Carl Robinson hinted that, you know, he might want to try a 3-5-2 setup this year. Have you ever played in that setup before, and would you be comfortable switching to that formation?
Yeah. At UConn, I did play there a few games. We experimented a little bit, and I think I would love it there. You know, I like getting forward. I like to run, and I think it could really benefit our team, you know, with the players we have.
What has camp been like the first couple of days, other than the rain that's been coming down? Now you got some sunshine, at least today. What has been different? What has the focus been on early on with this club and all the new faces?
Yeah, you know, all the guys came in pretty hungry. You know, everyone's going, you know, 100 miles an hour, and it's pretty good so far. The first few days have been tough. We've had a bunch of double sessions, and guys are tired, but we're pushing through. So it's good to see, you know, everybody really excited to be back.
Yeah, it's year two for you. We've got a comfortable relationship. No one's listening, Jake. Between you and me, who's in the worst shape? Who came in fat?
No, I'm not.
Hey, but there would have to be someone, right?
Me and you. It's never between you.
I know, but there would have to be someone. It's like there is always the dumbest guy at Harvard. There's got to be the unfittest guy in a fit soccer team.
I'll say this though. This is a positive. We did the beep test, and they said we did much better this year than we did last year.
Really?
So that's something. Yeah.
All right. How about padding?
The coaches were happy.
How about patting one of the guys on the back? Who came into the camp in the best shape?
Do you think you could guess? Because I feel like a lot of people can guess who it is.
Yeah, it's Tybert.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh,
yeah, but the guy's 5'2" and 87 pounds, right?
They actually told him he had to stop running the beep test. He just could still go. They're just like, all right, you're good. You can stop now.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he is a phenom. Hey, it was awesome to go to Wales, I'm sure, for spring, for training camp last year. So you're probably disappointed you guys would pack bags and go to Hawaii next week, aren't you?
I know, right? The sun, the beach, yeah.
Have you ever been?
I have, actually, yeah.
Have you seen the itinerary? Do you guys get a day to just hang out and hang out at the beach at some point? Or is Robbo going to be just busting chops?
I have not seen that yet, but I'm hoping we do get a day. That'd be nice to explore.
Okay. Well, when you get there, call us and let us know who's the laziest and really not working very hard.
I definitely will do that.
Jake, thank you for this. Good to talk to you again. We'll be in touch. Have a great training camp and enjoy Hawaii.
All right. Thanks, guys.